I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Most of us have music and memory moments. We're talking about the theme to your high school prom or the first dance at your wedding. Author Ferenc Lafarge takes that idea one step further in his new book, Songs in the Key of My Life. He says music can actually unearth memories, help with social adjustment, and shape our lives. Ferenc, thanks for dropping by.
Hello, Farai. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us about the personal experience that really spurred you to write this book.
This book came about after a breakup. And as I was sort of adjusting after this broken engagement, I started thinking about what are some of the memorable songs connected to my life. And Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life was this, I think it was the most important album that we had, the most cherished album, I should say, in our relationship. And as I tried to decide what to do with that album, I had to, again, I think about what are the next phases of my life. And I realized that in doing so, I could write these vignettes about other memorable songs in our other memorable moments in life.
Well, before I get into some of those other songs, you coined this word craying, and you describe it as that sorrow-laden blend of crying and praying delivered in perfect pitch by those in mourning. And really, you talk about Stevie Wonder as a preacher who you went to, and Bob Nestor Marley as another member of the clergy, and these guys having a religious significance to you as you healed.
Yes, precisely. On Saturday mornings, I used to wake up and listen to Songs in the Key of Life and listen to that album all the way through, beginning with Love's in Need of Love Today, which sounds almost like a sermon. And as I started listening and really engaging and immersing myself in that album, I realized that a lot of the other artists, musicians, and I think from the African diaspora relate to us almost as priests, saints chanting. And so Bob Marley, Fela Kuti, Nina Simone, Etta James, all of these people became part of these Saturday morning services.
So how do you develop, and not just you personally, but how does one develop a soundtrack to one's life?
I think the way that a person does it is by really taking the time, or being able to, I think, fortunate enough to have the time to really reflect. I was blessed, I think, in going through that breakup to be a grad student, to be in this phase of my life where I was writing. And in the writing process, I was able to really internalize, reflect, think back. And I think anyone who gets that opportunity to just be at peace, to sit down for a moment, we can start charting what are some of the memorable songs connected to memorable moments. But I'd advise you or anyone who does this that be surprised at some of the places that this journey would take you. I thought I would start out with these sort of like happy party songs. But as the journey proceeded, I realized that there were a number of places in my life that I did not expect to find music.
I love the choice of Iron Man, which is also one of my favorite songs. But coming from a nice academic as yourself, who's earned your PhD at Yale, that's kind of a surprising choice, possibly. Tell me more about why Iron Man made your list.
Iron Man was one of these songs, these heavy metal songs, that I just embraced as a kid because it was a way that I understood myself as an outsider. My family is from Haiti. I was born in Haiti, and before I immigrated to the United States, I thought of myself. There was no way of questioning my identity. But once I came to the U.S., it was this rush to fit in, to be American, to learn English. All these things that were happening very rapidly. But what I appreciated about heavy metal artists is how they embrace this idea of themselves as outsiders, rebels, and so Black Sabbath, Motley Crue, later on Aerosmith, a number of these artists rang out to me because I was like, yes, that is how I see myself. I am this outsider. I'm not necessarily a person who's a part of this community. And it was a way that I was able to feel comfortable.
Then you have Tina Marie, very different vibe.
Yes, Portuguese Love. Do you know the song?
Oh, yes. I love it. Very sexy.
It's very sexy, but it also has this cheesy quality to it. The way that she goes, Portuguese love. When you read the title, it's like, oh, Portuguese love. This could be very subtle and romantic, but there is this flair to it. Her voice.
It's kind of like Vegas.
It's very Vegas, or what I call delicate white chocolate.
That's great. Well, we got to let you go, but any advice on keeping notes or taking a journal so that you can get your own soundtrack going?
I would definitely say keep a journal. Some of the entries in the book are journal entries. A lot of people are blogging today, and I keep a blog. And I actually, one of the things that I allow people to do is write back this blog called Here Comes the Remix, where people can write back about what are some of the memorable songs in their lives to take part in this discussion about music.
All right, Ferenc, thank you.
Thank you.
Ferenc Lafarge is the author of Songs in the Key of My Life. He teaches literature at Eugene Lang College of the New School for Liberal Arts and spoke with us from NPR's New York studios.